Welcome back. It's great to have you with the show. I've got Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., with me here today. Now, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to Sue, one of your patients, in just a second. She travels a long distance, over 100 miles to get to you each time.
She clocked it, and she's going to tell us about that, I think. But yeah, comes from anacortes.
And my understanding is she suffered from the same problem that you had as a teenager.
As we grew up, we had similar issues, and we were both diagnosed with scoliosis. Hers much worse than mine, because she was actually put in a Milwaukee brace, and that's it's a miserable thing. I mean, most teenage girls will not wear it; they take them off.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk to her. Her name is Sue. Sue, thank you for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sue, let me start by asking you, why did you decide to go see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I've had lifetime issues with my back. I was born with fairly severe scoliosis and wore braces and whatnot when I was a child, and that was back in the 60s. And I was always told that I may have more troubles as I get older, and that happened. As I got into my 50s, I began to have problems. And right before I came in to see Dr. Yardley, for about a year before that, I was having pretty severe pain in my back, like spasms that felt like Charlie horse in my back, middle.
And this was in your middle back, wasn't it, Sue? It was higher up. It wasn't in your low back.
Right. It was higher up, like between the two wing bones back there.
Exactly.
Kind of right in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it was pretty debilitating, where if I was up and moving around, I would end up on the floor pretty much instantly. It was like a real strong Charlie horse that would hit really fast.
Yeah, and you couldn't stand up straight for about half an hour after that, could you?
Right, and it was getting worse. It got to be where it was happening almost on a nightly basis, sometimes several times a night, and all it would take would be turning over in bed. Where at first, when it first started happening, it would be if I got up.
Now, but you'd had it for about a year before you came to see us, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, so you were just kind of living with it, trying to put up with it, right?
Yeah, I was. I was hoping it would just get better by itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was getting worse, so I figured I had better do something about it. I had been listening to your radio program for quite a long time. But I was also caring for one of my parents, who was requiring round-the-clock care, and it wasn't so easy to get away. And after my mom passed away, that's when I finally came in.
Mm-hmm. Now, to go back to when you grew up, you had braces on. You just slid right past that. But you had leg braces when you were really young. And then when you got older, you were put in a Milwaukee brace, which is a very sophisticated medical attempt at trying to treat scoliosis. It doesn't reduce the curve, but it is hoped that it will stop it getting worse. So, I mean, that's a big time. And I was a scoliosis victim when I was a teenager, diagnosed when I was 14. So, you and I both experienced that same thing together.
Yeah.
So, Sue, you finally went in to see Dr. Yardley. Tell us what happened.
Well, I was a little bit nervous, so a little bit skeptical, because it just seemed too good to be true, everything that they said. When I got my first adjustment, I went to bed that night, and I didn't have any of those spasms, which was amazing to me. And honestly, I have not had one since then. So that problem was stopped instantly as soon as I got my first adjustment.
Amazing.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty amazing, and I was telling everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe it. And this is almost 2 years later, because it was in March 2 years ago.
Wow.
And I still haven't had another spasm in my back.
Now, you work work as a checkout in like a grocery store, and so the use of your hands is very important. I think you were having some issues with that right wrist and hand as well, were you not?
Yes, I was. That was getting worse and worse also, and I hadn't really gone to pursue any treatment for that either, but that problem has also gone away.
Now, you play the piano, don't you? At least you try to when your hand's working right.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that was a problem. You're having some numbness in the right arm when you first get up.
Yes.
Yeah, and so that stuff is all gone now, completely, is that
it's
right?
It's all completely gone.
Wow.
Wow. It didn't go away as fast as the back spasm problem. Over a period of about a year, it got better and better, and it's gone now.
That is great.
Now, Sue, you told us that you were a little bit skeptical about going to see Dr. Yardley, that it might be too good to be true. So now that you've had the experience, what would you tell other people who are trying to make up their minds about whether or not they should go to the Yardley Institute?
I would tell them they have nothing to lose because it's a simple procedure that Dr. Yardley does. There's no pain or discomfort involved. It's quick. The office is great. Everybody's friendly, makes you feel very comfortable, and definitely don't wait like I did. Get in there right away.
Exactly. And you're not really close. You come to us from Anacortes, don't you?
Yeah, and when I look on my, I measured it one day on my my mileage.
Yeah, how far?
And I go 107 miles one way.
But it's worth it, isn't it, Sue?
It is. I would do it again.
Wow, Sue. That's quite the endorsement. Now, have you got anything else to add?
I just really think that people should check it out if they're at all interested or they're having any kind of discomfort or maybe they've been somewhere and haven't gotten relief because it's really worth it and it's so easy.
Well, Sue, I'm glad you came on and shared that with us. It's an inspiring story.
Yeah. My life is much better.
Great. You take care, and thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So I'm going to give you a telephone number. I want you to write this down. It's 866-529-1105. 866-529-1105. Now, that is the number that you want to call if you want to find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Health Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. next right here on AM 770 KTTH.